Top Russian diplomat says the United Nations should guide post-war reconstruction of Iraq. Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Yuri Fedotov says Moscow and Beijing will work together to protect their economic interests in Iraq. He says the style and standards for post-war construction should not be decided by the United States, but by the United Nations. The U.S. House of Representatives recently passed a bill allocating billions of dollars to rebuild Iraq after the war, but with restrictions on giving business to companies from Russia, France, Germany, or Syria, countries that tried to block the war. Those restrictions need approval from the U.S. Senate and the President before becoming law, which analysts say is unlikely. Russia is keenly interested in Iraqi reconstruction because Russian companies have about $1 billion invested in Iraqi oil concerns. In addition, Iraq owes Moscow billions of dollars in Soviet-era debt. The Russian envoy said Moscow and Beijing have very similar views on the Iraq issue. He repeated the Russian and Chinese plea to stop the current war and seek a political settlement of the dispute in a United Nations framework. After 2 days of talks in Beijing with China's foreign minister and other top officials, Mr. Fedotov told journalists it's too early to discuss post-war plans in detail. The two sides also discussed the dispute over North Korea's nuclear ambitions, with both China and Russia repeating their plea for a peaceful settlement of that issue. Jim Randall, VOA News, Beijing.